For 10 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Ten years as rated number one because they've only been doing it for 10 years. Every year they've done it, we've been number one. But we've been on air for 30 years. And we're glad you're tuning in this morning at Rosie on the House. Our number is 1-888-767-4348. We finished up our last hour as it relates to home security with Rosie certified partner, North Valley Locksmith. And right now, we just kind of open the doors to any of you trying to tackle any project at all in, about, and around your house. But I did want to talk a little
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text 411-923 or email info@rosieonthehouse.com.
One of the things I tried to do to this show was install one of these smart protection devices so I could kind of share my experience. Well, yesterday I went to one of our rental properties and I where we've had problems with porch bandits, and I installed a Ring doorbell. And
what is a Ring doorbell?
I didn't want anything with a battery, so I spent a little extra money and I got the Doorbell Pro, which operates off the line voltage of your house.
Okay,
and installed that booger in about 15 minutes. And went to the smartphone and downloaded the app. I had the whole thing working in well under a half hour.
Well, it did need a little fine tuning. So you can set the sensitivity rate, and they're very sensitive. Apparently, every time a car drives by, it'll alert you. And then
ringing your phone.
Yeah, ring, ring, and then you reset it. But I heard it go off at 12:30 last night. So maybe it was a kitty. I don't know.
I was gonna say, what about animals?
Now, I think I could drive you crazy, too.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm just fine-tuning the setting.
What does it functionally do?
Well, it does a lot. I mean, it notifies you when there's motion at the front door. Now, we've got to get the range narrowed down so that the cars on the street aren't constantly sending it off. And I'll tell you, one of the things I was really surprised about is when you download the app, which is free, it tells you how many other people in your neighborhood have that doorbell and what activity they have reported. Now, I haven't dialed down to find out how long that goes back, but it was incredible when I popped up the neighborhood this property's located in. I mean,
I actually think that's a little creepy.
It was surrounded by other Ring doorbells that had reported suspicious people, porch pirate thievery, suspicious activity. It just kind of wakes you up to the environment you really live in.
Well, times are a changing. You know, people are shopping online so much that it's just a much bigger deal. I didn't grow up knowing what a porch pirate was, and now it's a big deal.
I'm not a proponent of shopping online, but I have been shopping more online just because,
convenience.
No. Everything I buy, with the exception of phone and computer, is American made, just because there's no phone or computer made in America. And sometimes, like my socket sets, they come out of Wisconsin because that's where S&K makes them, and there's no S&K dealer out in Arizona. So to stick to my American-made products, a lot of times I've got to use the shipping service.
Wow. Well, I don't mind so much.
Or fly to Wisconsin.
There you go.
For a $100 socket set.
I hate to give, this is really about Amazon. They've just changed the way we shop. So there's a couple things you can do to avoid the porch pirate thing. And here's the cheapest one, which I think is just a great solution. Amazon has come up with a pick your day delivery. So if you're shopping here, you're shopping there. If you know you're going to be home on Friday or Saturday, you pick that day as your delivery day and they come when you're home. To me, that's the cheapest solution. And it just floors me how you'll have a wall and they'll stick it right in front of the front door. It's like, here I am, come take me, So it's really nice to do it when you're on a day you're home. You can buy things and have them delivered to the store. Or you can buy them and have them delivered to an Amazon locker, which is almost kind of defeats the purpose. But Amazon has lockers. If you put in, if you go there and put in your zip code, you'll find 20 by your home. So you could have it delivered there and then pick it up on your way home. So that's another way. And those lockers are free.
And so does that work like a PO? Because I have a PO, but a lot of times when you order stuff, some shipping services don't use a PO. Would they go to a storage locker, or is this a service through Amazon?
It is through Amazon. It's the Amazon Hub is what it's called. Mm. So, and then now they have it where you can chase their truck down, I guess, and you can... And another way you can do it is you can have it delivered at work, which can be a problem if you have a lot of people. You can have it delivered to your trunk of your car. And if you go on Amazon, there's only a few makes and models that are that work with that right now. But eventually it'll be where you can just have them put it
Watch,
in the trunk of your car.
They're going to start selling a device that unlocks your trunk from your smartphone.
There you go. There you go. It's probably already out there. I probably didn't do all my homework.
Well, it's going to be worse than that. The drone will be able to interpret what the code is. The drone will open the trunk, drop it in, and then go get back to the freighting center.
People are always coming up with other things. So here's another way. So if you still want it delivered at your house any day of the week, you can put on your porch a locker of some kind. My favorite is the drop box. You just you buy them. They're big enough for a package to go through. And when you get home, you unlock it from the back and get it. But they also have them now where they've put a smart lock on the locker. The delivery man comes up and he scans your box. And if you've told the locker you have something coming, it will open it and let that guy put it in. However, looking at the reviews online, the delivery guys don't like it. So it's not taking off real well because it takes their time. You know,
so they leave it on top of the lock box.
Yes, beside or behind. So they got. So everybody's excited about that technology, but it's not there yet. So that's not a great option. And I found this one at the hardware show. It's called Parcel Works, and they have a really nice selection of boxes. They do plastic or metal. Of course, the metal's more expensive. They're all boltable. You know, you can bolt them to the wall or to the floor. Some hinge from the top. Some are vertical, some are horizontal. And the one I was really excited about, they haven't perfected yet. I called them yesterday. They're still working on it, but it's a refrigerated one. So that when you join one of these services that delivers your meals or you order from the grocery store, they can put it right there on your porch. Now, eventually, you and Gary figured out what people eventually do if you have a new home.
Oh, yeah, they're going to design it into the homes where you just picture the kitchen and the garage, they're generally pretty close to each other. And there's going to be an additional door to your home that the delivery guy can open up, put everything in there. You could have a refrigerator in there because you put a refrigerated one outside in Arizona. I mean, that's a pretty hefty addition to your electric bill. But if there's one on the inside of your insulated space that's already air-conditioned, adding another refrigerator is not that bad. So there's going to be a delivery section that's drawn into the blueprints of the home where door opens, and then you as the homeowner from inside open the other one-way door coming in. And
I did see some communities in California have started doing that.
For aging in place, that's a perfect application if you can't drive to get your groceries.
Or your medicine, Romy. A lot of the medicine can't sit out in the heat like that. So that's a great solution. So
the new generation use of what we used to call the mudroom.
I don't know. With technology, it seems like we spend our whole life figuring out how not to be hacked. So there you go.
Well, it was years ago when I built a new mailbox for our house. I came up with the idea that, Jennifer and I like to get away for a few days here and a few days there. And I don't like the mailbox being so stuffed that you can tell no one's been there. So we put the front of the mailbox where the mail carrier comes and drops it. Then it drops into a solid masonry vault, and it'll keep a month's worth of mail. And then there's a padlocked door on the back you open. We just need to engineer that to accommodate the packages and not make it look so institutional that it looks ridiculous.
Well, if you're into fancy, there is a company out of Fort Worth called MB Centennial. And for $2,400, he will build you one that's foolproof and matches your home. So in case you want something fancy.
What's the name of it?
BMB Centennial, and you can find him on Etsy.
Okay.
It's pretty right. cool.
And we'll put all those links in our hourly post.
Got it.
Just make it quick and easy.
Yeah.
And, you know, talking about technology and not getting hacked, what about one of the things I refuse to use is a GPS, and this is a perfect example of when GPS sends people on the wrong way. It's called Get Off My Lawn, an article that was in the Wall Street Journal last Friday, talking about all the different times where people are following their GPS and not using
common sense
or any and have no absolutely no navigational skills. And this one homeowner in Florida had 47 different routes that Google offered on their route went through his yard. Like, so he constantly had people coming in, and it's a one-way street without a cul-de-sac, so they would turn around on his lawn and through his driveway and
get off my lawn. It's fun to order a delivery through Uber and watch the little, you can see the driver in real time, and they spin around and look around because they're trying to follow their GPS, and we're on like such an obvious road. But they're not that reliable.
No. You should be able to get where you're going without an electronic device.
Especially in Phoenix. We're on the grid, for heaven's sake.
Anywhere in Arizona is on the
north,
grid.
North, south,
you
east,
get into
west.
The mountain countries, and obviously there's terrain, and it's not quite the 90-degree grid system that the streets are on. But we've got a lot of open sky. You can find your way around.
Yeah.